Entering the Golden Age. After the Civil War, the technological boom continued for Illinois farmers. McCormick, Deere, and other machine manufacturers continued to improve their products. Joseph Glidden of DeKalb County invented the most successful type of barbed wire, which brought a new industry to Illinois and protected crops from animals better than hedge fences. In 1870, the state got its third constitution in reaction to changes brought by the Civil War. Railroads in Illinois increased, with Chicago as the hub. Food produced in downstate Illinois was brought to Chicago to be processed and shipped by rail or barge to parts of the U.S. and Europe. The course of the Chicago River was even reversed to make it easier for ships to reach the city. Refrigerated rail cars in the late 1800s made it possible to ship meat safely all year long. The cities drew many workers, both from the farms of Illinois and from nations overseas. Because of the improved efficiency of farming and competition between Illinois farmers and farmers in the West, prices for food dropped. Many farmers struggled to make enough money to survive and joined groups like the Grange to share information and defend their rights. By 1890, successful Illinois farmers knew which foods would sell best and used new technologies to run their farms. Dairy farms prospered with the increasing popularity of products like ice cream. Many other farms focused primarily on corn. For farmers, this became a golden age of prosperity.